The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do? We get a people!
Yes!
They want. It actually happened, Jalen. You mentioned it like 3 months ago that Ben Simmons and James Harden would be traded for each other, and they were. We're going to break that down. However, it's Super Bowl weekend. You got to start the show with the Super Bowl, and you got to start talking about the Super Bowl with the quarterbacks. Jalen Rose, Joe Burrow, second year, everything in front of him. Matt Stafford, who you've watched for over a decade.
Yes.
Coming to the close of his career, who do you have more faith in? Who would you rather have in a big game, Joe Burrow or Matt Stafford?
I love Matt Stafford and what he did for my Detroit Lions.
Okay.
And I'm happy he's in a position to resurrect his career so much in the first year with the Rams that he's got an opportunity to play in a Super Bowl and potentially to win a Super Bowl. But you know what happens? When he goes into certain restaurants and orders barbecue, he has to pay. Joe Cool, he'll never have to pay for barbecue again. That's the answer to this question. Burrow, you heard Prodigy. I break bread, ribs, $100 bills. Joe Burrow is the answer. There's been Joe Namath. There's been Joe Montana. Guys that have won it in college and have won Super Bowl MVP. It's only right that JV9, his hair is better than mine today. You know what I mean?
This is my favorite clip right here.
You know, he made me realize I need to get me another pair of buffs. You know what I'm saying? So no doubt. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy for Matthew Stafford, but clearly the answer.
I'm going the
Joe
other way.
Burrow.
And here's why.
Ooh.
People say, oh, Joe Burrow has big game experience. He's played on the big stage before.
That's
well, guess
true.
What?
True.
I'm going to take the guy with NFL experience. I'm going to take the guy who has played in over 100 NFL games and started them over the guy who has played a season and a half. Like, okay. It's just the pure experience preparing for big games. Not that he ever had a big game in Detroit, but reading NFL defenses, knowing what they're trying to do, doing that for over a decade, I'm going to take Matt Stafford over Joe Burrow if he doesn't throw two picks.
Just look at it like this, dog. Matthew Stafford played for a franchise, including the around decade that he was with the team. That is one.
We ain't talking about the Lions, dog. I'm not talking about the Lions on Super Bowl weekend.
I'm answering your question why I'm taking Burrow. Matthew Stafford himself and a franchise that he played for has won one playoff game in 60 years. Joe Burrow has won two playoff games this year. How about that?
That is a matchup, but they won't be facing each other.
Mm.
The next matchup will. Two of the best at their position.
Okay.
Ja'Marr Chase.
Ooh.
Jalen Ramsey, your namesake. I know how you love a Jalen number five.
No doubt.
What do you think is going to happen? Is it going to be Jalen locking him up with
I'm
help, obviously?
Up.
Or is it going to be Chase doing what he's done all season?
They won't
going
let
deep,
me
getting the ball
know.
Scoring touchdowns.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
The way you and I have been betting on Burrow and Chase all year, that should be my answer. The way he lines up on the outside in the regular season and gets more yards than any wide receiver in the league. But I'm going with Jalen Ramsey here. This is why. Pass rush.
Yep, good point.
That's why. Like, Joe Burrow has been under duress all season. He took the most sacks in the regular season. He's the only guy to win a playoff game. Any game with being sacked 9 times. Definitely a playoff game. So with that being said, I see Aaron Donald, see Von Miller, I see that defensive line getting pressure, which means Ramsey doesn't have to cover as long, which also now means the ball hawk Jalen Ramsey has a chance to make a play. That's my choice.
They cannot protect. That's the problem, is they cannot protect. And I agree. They have the 30th in the league. There's only 32 teams. 30th in pass block win rate. Who's the number one team in pass rush win rate?
That would be the Rams.
That would be the Rams. And that's why when you talk about any offense, defense with the Bengals and the Rams, it just all comes down to can they protect Burrow? Which brings us to our next topic, Mr. Rose. Running backs. Not only is the Rams defense great at rushing the quarterback, they also don't let you run. I have a theory that this is going to be all passing. Not one running back will get over 50 yards on the ground. I think that they're just going to give up the run, both teams, early.
I actually believe if the Bengals win that Joe Mixon will be the MVP.
What?
I really do.
Jalen, don't bet that.
I'm trying to tell you. And let me tell you why, dog. let me tell you why. Because if you're the Bengals, you need to keep Joe Burrow upright, like I just said. And you know how you keep him upright? Turn around and hand off the football. That's how you keep him upright. And by the way, Joe Mixon not only does runs inside, outside, but he also catches out of the backfield.
That was what I was going to say. If Joe Mixon's going to be the MVP, it's going to be because he catches the ball.
Correct.
And runs with
he also
they're
catches
not
going to
run
right
into the teeth of that defense.
And think about the questions you asked me. You asked me, do I take Chase over Ramsey? I took Ramsey, which means if the Bengals have a chance to win, in my opinion, if they do, Mixon is going to be the MVP. Running, catching, and also trying to slow down that pass rush. You just told me that the Rams' win rate is number one.
Number one in the league.
And the Bengals' loss rate, in theory, in blocking,
is 30th.
So how do you combat that? What's the formula to combat that? Turn around and hand the football off.
Screen passes as well.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And I'm not mad at Akers. I'm not mad at Sony Michel. Like, they have a good a pair of backs with the Rams. But I'm taking Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon, I think if he's going to have the impact that you're talking about, it's going to be not just because he runs, because also he's so effective out of the backfield catching the ball. So we've been discussing this because this is the true key to the game. This next one is the Rams defense, that line against the Bengals offense. Now, Joe Burrow has proven that he can maneuver in the pocket, use his legs, get away from pressure, and then still create. He's going to need to do that because they're not going to keep his jersey clean. Which were you more confident in, the Bengals offense with all their weapons and Joe Burrow so dynamic, or
this gotta be
the
Rams D? I can't even let you finish. This gotta be the Rams D. You know what? This segment just reminded me of who I'm betting on.
Oh yeah, the Rams, dog. Aaron Donald. Von Miller. Like, what are you talking about? You
know, I'm taking a team that if they lose, it's gonna be a disappointment. That's who I'm taking. You know what I'm saying? If the Bengals lose, you know what Cincinnati's going to do? Celebrate.
Oh, yeah. And say we'll be back next year.
If the Los Angeles Rams lose, it'll be a disappointment.
Yeah.
And as now I really sort through the different layers of the game, and I'm really glad we did the segment this way, this has to be the Rams.
I mean, again, we'll get to it. But there is a roadmap for the Bengals, and it does involve your former quarterback for the Lions.
He throws it to the other team. Yeah, he does that every now and then.
There's a reason I'm only betting the money line and not taking the 4 points. Jalen, X-Factors. Let me tell you a couple X-Factor players that I want you to consider.
Okay.
Number one, you remember that Odell Beckham play? When they gave him the ball and he threw it for a completion. And I think with 2 weeks to prepare, remember this? Look at this ball. Right in the sideline, across the field, on the sideline.
He a wonderful athlete.
So I have a theory that Odell Beckham, whether it's going to be a double reverse, whether he throws a pass, there's going to be some sort of trick play, like a hook and ladder kind of a thing. There's going to be a trick play, Philly special style, that involves Odell Beckham. That's one of my theories.
I'm not mad at that at all. And the thing about Odell Beckham is he had a chance to resurrect himself. And you know, I always talk about levels of being a veteran. You know, like with the Giants, he was going to be looked upon to be the face of the franchise. With the Browns, he was looked upon to be that guy, like the top receiver in the league. Now he could just be a healthy, productive player on the championship team that's playing a meaningful role. He doesn't have to be Cooper Kupp. He doesn't have to be Aaron Donald. He doesn't have to be Jalen Ramsey. He doesn't have to be Matthew Stafford. And so that makes him the ultimate X factor. And don't sleep on Higgins and Boyd, too.
Yep.
You know what I mean? For
because the there's Bengals, so much attention on Chase.
Correct. They have a chance to be X-Factor as well, but I like your answer there, and I'm rolling with you. Odell Beckham, the ability to catch the ball. And by the way, they might hand him the ball too.
That's what I'm saying. Something.
Yeah, there's a chance. That, and also, there's a chance they might use him in special teams since they had 2 weeks to prepare. So Odell Beckham is the answer.
Okay. The MVP is basically the winning quarterback every year. I mean, that's basically what it is. However, let's pick some players that could be the non-quarterback MVP. Let's go yours first.
I'll go Cooper Kupp.
Okay.
Because sometimes, like, you want to overthink this thing. I'm going to go with the guy who led the league in receptions, reception yards, and TDs. That's my choice. I'm not overthinking this thing. I think the Rams are going to win. And I think Matthew Stafford's going to throw the ball. And who's he going to throw the ball to the most? The guys he's been throwing it to all year.
So one way that this happens is if the Rams win and Matt Stafford throws two picks. It's possible. Well, you can't really give him the MVP, right? But what if Aaron Donald, possibly the best player in the league?
He could get three sacks.
What if he gets two, three sacks and a strip sack, causes a turnover himself, a couple pressures, you know, stops the ball on the run, makes some big plays? If he does that, I could see him winning MVP.
I believe Aaron Donald, seriously, gets his hair cut at halftime. Like, for real, dog. Like, he keep a fresh one. You know, I always acknowledge that. And by the way, I'm having a bad hair day, but it's okay. But I agree with you. I definitely agree with you, Aaron Donald has a chance to be that game-changing player. And at the end of last week, I mean, at the end of their previous game when they won, he was pointing at his ring finger. You know what I mean? And so with them having the one of the worst protection rates and the Rams having the best rate at getting to the quarterback and nobody's better than Aaron Donald, I ain't mad at that either.
Being the MVP, it is now time for one of our signature segments, Soft Move or Boss Move.
We got so many.
CJ Uzomah, he's playing. And he said this about what he'll do if the Bengals win the game.
I was on a podcast, PMT podcast with Big Cat, and he said he was going to do it. And I said, I'll join you. Easy, 100%. I'm wearing swim trunks, but you put it in a swimming pool, I'll dive in there and I'll eat my way out.
Skyline Chili, famous chili from Cincinnati. It's a little cinnamony and sweet for my taste, but he says he will take a chili bath if the Bengals win the Super Bowl. Soft move or boss move, bathing in chili.
That's definitely a boss move. And taking a bath in anything after you win the Super Bowl is the exact same thing. You could have said anything. You could have said red wine. You could have said anything. It's a boss move. And the thing about Cincinnati being in this position is they have everything to gain. Because they won four games in the previous two seasons, and now they're in the Super Bowl. So I'm riding with CJ on this in the chili bath.
I tried this chili recently. Do not recommend it. They put it over spaghetti. Not my thing. Jalen.
What up, though?
About 3 months ago, you said, keep an eye on James Harden of Philly. I was like, do we have
they're
to edit that out?
They're all laughing at me.
Seriously, I was like, do we have to edit that out? What is he even talking about? And now, James Harden is in Philly. Ben Simmons is on the Nets. We will break that down in detail right after this. You do not want to miss this. Remember where you heard it first. Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Duracell. Power you can trust.
On February 4th, 2007, Tony Dungy and Lovie Smith became the first African-American head coaches to coach in the Super Bowl, with Dungy's Colts taking on Lovie's Bears. In a game which also featured a legendary halftime performance by Prince, Peyton Manning led the Colts to a 29-17 victory, winning the Colts' first title in 36 years.
Saturday, prime time, it is the Lakers, who did nothing this week at the trade deadline, going up against the Warriors. That's at 8:30, preceded at 8 o'clock by NBA Countdown. And Jalen Rose with a fresh cut and a suit. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen.
What up, though?
You really got this one. If you listen to Jalen and Jacoby, you watch Jalen and Jacoby, you know that Jalen Rose said that Ben Simmons would be traded for James Harden.
That's the only way he was going to move.
Is broken news.
To everyone else, it's breaking news. To Jalen and Jacoby listeners, it's broken news.
Jalen, you said it in like November. I thought you were crazy. I didn't even understand how that could possibly happen. He just got to the Nets. Just got there. They haven't even played together with Kyrie and KD. And you said, look for him to be reunited with Daryl Morey and move.
So a couple of things that went into bringing Daryl Morey to Philadelphia that I didn't say that I can now say. The Sixers have what I call affectionately a hip-hop owner in Michael Rubin. And if you really pay attention to Michael Rubin, a couple of people that he rolled with are like Meek Mill and Drake, people that James Harden rolls with. And all of a sudden, you get James Harden to the East Coast. James Harden feels like the third wheel. James Harden is upset that Kyrie isn't vaccinated. And then the Philly keep calling. And that's why Daryl Morey's like, I'm not moving Ben Simmons because I see James Harden is a legitimate player that I can acquire. You notice James didn't commit long term. He was disinterested all season. And to the point where he let the ball roll into the backcourt at Detroit and let Bay pick it up and go dunk it. And I clearly watched when he walked to the bench. Ain't nobody say nothing to him. Nothing. What do you think Greg Popovich would have said to Tim Duncan?
Here's the player talking.
Look at this.
Doesn't pick up the ball.
Look at this.
Doesn't even react.
And nobody else said a word to him. Run that again. And so when I saw that, that's at Detroit, fam. So when I saw that, that was my exclamation point of James Harden is working behind the scenes, navigating himself to get to Philly. And while I'm happy that Ben Simmons, now with the Nets, is a better fit on my... By the way, the Nets won the trade, and they got 2 first-round picks. James Harden is going to be with Philly. They get him this year and next year, right? And then they're going to sign him to another 4 or 5 years. So you're going to have James Harden at like 37, 38 years old.
$60 million.
Making $60 million.
Who knows, though?
Who knows what's going to happen?
We don't know if that's going to happen. We know he's going to play next year. He committed to the next year as part of the deal. I don't like talking about who won the trade, but I'll say this. If you're Philly, Ben Simmons wasn't playing. So you basically traded 2 picks and Seth Curry for James Harden. Like, this is an interesting thing because you're putting a new piece on the chessboard, which is Ben Simmons. So both teams got dramatically better through this deal.
Both teams got better this season. But when you look at the true landscape of what just happened with Philly, Joel Embiid has never played over 66 games in a season.
Mm-hmm.
James Harden just quit on 2 franchises.
Look at that lineup.
At some point, he's going to become a player that you're now relying on. You just traded for James Harden in 6 seasons. So the idea that he's going to be there this year and next year, no, this is a failure if you don't re-sign him and if you don't win.
They got to win.
So you really just invested in James Harden for the next 6 years.
Well, I hope it works. James Harden's got a lot of, like, exes. You know what I mean? He's got Dwight Howard.
CP3.
Chris Paul. Russ. KD. Kyrie. Yeah. And some tells me Joel Embiid's about to be on that list. It's just a matter of how long. You know what I mean? It's really just a matter of how long. So this to me.
But he's going to be in Philly and he's going to get that beard razor sharp.
Do you think his hamstring's feeling better?
Oh, he's better.
You think his hamstring's feeling better?
Hey, you know what else James Harden's going to love? Delilah's.
Don't say it, Jalen.
Delilah's.
Don't say it, Jalen.
You know what I'm saying? Delilah's.
Delilah's already put a reserve sign on a table the second that deal went through. They put a little reserve sign on one of the tables. Like, this is for James. He's coming. Build it and he will come. He will be there. So, Jalen, this to me changes the landscape of the Eastern Conference dramatically.
Yep.
I was off the Nets. They lost 10 games in a row, dog. 10 games in a row. Have the Pistons lost 10 games in a row this season?
No, they haven't.
The Nets have. So I wrote them off.
I'm going to Pistons game tonight to see Melo.
They're back on, Jalen. They're back in. I'm back looking at the Nets like, oh, I could see them beating the Bucks. I could see them beating the Sixers in a series. God, I would love a Sixers series. But are they now the favorites in the East?
Favorite, no. Because Kyrie's still a part-time player. Mm. Like, the one thing about this, you can't underestimate the journey and the opponent. Like, the Miami Heat just won the East two seasons ago. The Milwaukee Bucks just won the championship last year. Mm-hmm. Like, both of those are stout teams currently playing and have chemistry and have great coaching, championship level on the sideline. They got Eric Spoelstra. I would say those two teams, to me, should be the Eastern Conference Finals.
We'll see.
If that's not the Eastern Conference Finals, that means the Bucks jumped in. That means the Nets jumped in there. I mean, the Sixers jumped in.
They're going to win some games.
Correct.
They're sitting in a play-in position.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like, they really need to win some games.
I'm still going to respect the journey, and right now I'm going to say the Heat and the Bucks, and for me, Eastern Conference Finals right now.
I hope Joe Harris gets healthy. Seems like he's had some setbacks getting back on the court. But let's not sleep on the Seth Curry aspect of this. He, last two seasons, he's played great.
50-40-90.
Two things that the Nets needed.
Learn with it.
Shooting and defense. And if you get Ben Simmons, there's all your defense you need. Because he can guard 1-4 easy, maybe 5. And then you also have Seth Curry. Imagine you got Joe Harris, Kyrie Irving, Seth Curry, KD, and Ben Simmons all at once to close out a game?
Well, every player has flaws, including Ben Simmons.
No.
And so adding him in February, Jacoby, it's going to be really tough for him to play the kind of basketball he played at his best for the rest of the season. It just a lot of things that he's going to have to integrate himself into. But I'm happy for the fact that the Nets now have him. And I always felt like he fit better with KD and Kyrie than James Harden.
Yeah, he definitely does. He definitely does. I'm really excited to see James Harden play with Embiid and to see Ben Simmons get worked into this Nets lineup. This is going to be so much fun. And please, 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 can we get a Philly-Brooklyn playoff series?
Great trade deadline. I love what the Bucks did. Come on, Lakers. Come on, Knicks. Free Cam Reddish. There's so many topics.
Jalen.
What up, dog?
We'll make our Super Bowl predictions / bets right after this. You're watching Jalen Jacoby. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose.
Rams.
I predict the Rams win the Super Bowl.
Rams.
However, I'm going money line. I'm going parlay with touchdowns and money line. Be careful of those 4 points. We'll be back to talk about it on Monday, ESPN2.
Super Bowl Sunday.